Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, no hard border will return to the island of Ireland, according to the Taoiseach. An orange weather alert for snow and ice remains in place for Donegal this evening. New employment legislation announced by the government could lead to redundancies in several industry sectors in the northwest. And a Donegal County Councillor is warning that while proposals for new cruise ship terminals in the northwest are to be welcomed, completing the breakwater at Greencastle Harbour must be a priority. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Kenny Harkin coming up from about 5:15, followed by Nuacht. But first, the news: an orange weather alert for snow and ice remains in place for Donegal and the wider northwest region this evening. Met Éireann is warning the county is to expect significant snowfall this weekend, with temperatures due to fall to -3 tonight. As much as 8 centimetres of snow could fall in some parts. Head of the Donegal Traffic Corps Inspector Michael Harrison is appealing to motorists to take extra care on the roads due to the adverse weather conditions.
The young Gaddy Shaikon is asking drivers, just slow down, take your time. The roads are going to be slippy. You're not going to have the same braking time, so increase the distance between the cars in front of you. We've had a number of collisions already in the county. Again, just the appeal is out there, take your time. The roads aren't great. You'll eventually get there.
And we know that the weather warning remains in place with more wintry conditions forecast throughout the weekend as well.
Exactly, coming up to the weekend, we might have people going out for Christmas parties over the weekend. If you are going out, make sure you're able to get home safely. If you think it's going to be too dangerous, stay in the town, book a hotel or something, or stay with friends. But take your time on the roads. And when you are driving, make sure you wear your seatbelt. Again, I have to ask drivers, drive at very, very sensible speeds, as the roads are dangerous.
Meanwhile, Donegal County Council is advising that all gritting crews will be out this evening, tonight and tomorrow morning, and are urging all road users to assume that no road is ice-free. A full updated list of road conditions is available on our website at highlandradio.com. No hard border will return to the island of Ireland, according to the Taoiseach. A new deal reached late last night sees all sides involved in Brexit agree that customs checks will be avoided. It means Brexit negotiations can move on to the next stage. Government Chief Whip and Donegal Minister Joe McHugh has been giving his reaction.
It's important that to re-emphasise that we still obviously have a long way to go here, but from the Good Friday Agreement point of view, the common travel area, the protection of the Good Friday Agreement, and but most importantly, the protection of the Good Friday Agreement in all its parts has been protected in this text, and that is important.
Now, as you say, the talks are still at a very early stage, and much concern still surrounds what this actually means. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin has said we still need to err on the side of caution here. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is about nearly getting to the end of the beginning, to start the proper negotiations around trade and how trade will happen. But to have a protection along alignment grounds on a north-south basis, protecting the Good Friday Agreement, protecting existing rules within the Good Friday Agreement, and the economic integrity of the cross-border movement of people, movement of goods. By not having a border, we're protecting that. So before anything is agreed, before anything is passed, before any solution is put forward, in central to that will be that there will be no border.
Meanwhile, a public meeting is being held this evening in Letterkenny to table the challenges of Brexit and discuss the future of Europe. Brexit and the future of Ireland in the EU will take place at 8 o'clock at McGettigan's Hotel. Among those in attendance will be Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty, Senator Padraig McLaughlin and Midlands North West MEP Matt Carthy. Speaking ahead of tonight's event, MEP Matt Carthy says there is support at a European level to allow Northern Ireland to receive special status.
our initial thoughts on the agreement, where we think progress has been made and also where progress still has yet to be found. But also, crucially, we want this meeting to be an opportunity for members of the public, for representatives of organisations, and for people who are involved in cross-border activities, whether it be business or farming or whatever the case may be, to give their initial assessment so that we can feed that back in. On Monday, I'm going to be travelling back to Strasbourg to the European Parliament, where obviously this is going to be a crucial week in terms of how the Parliament responds. And I want to be able to input into that discussion the real concerns of people who actually live along the border in Ireland.
And while there has been an agreement that there won't be a hard border, there is no specific guarantee just yet as to if Northern Ireland will receive special status. I'm sure that's a concern you still have.
Oh, absolutely. Sinn Féin have been consistent from the very start that the only way in which we can protect, first of all, the Good Friday Agreement and the peace process, but also, crucially, the economy north and south, is by ensuring that the north remains part of the customs union, the single market, that we continue to see all Ireland jurisdiction in relation to the common agricultural policy and also issues like the European Court of Justice. So my initial thoughts, having looked at the agreement this morning, is that while that agreement still provides for all those things aren't yet locked down. And that's communities who live along the border. And that's why I'm looking forward to discussing with the organisations on the front line in Donegal and also with the general public in Donegal at our public meeting in the Geddigan this evening.
New employment legislation announced by the government could lead to redundancies in several industry sectors in the northwest. That's according to HR team director Martina McAuley, who says employers are now faced with a Rob Peter to pay Paul situation. The legislation introduces significant improvements to employee protection, but provisions for the review of minimum hours contracts will result in significant restructuring for many businesses. Ms McAuley says the hospitality and retail sectors will be the most affected.
What we know is it is a significant piece of legislation. It will completely ban 0 hours contracts in almost all circumstances. And not only that, minimum hours contracts, which are used quite regularly, particularly in the hospitality and retail sectors, will also see a significant change.
And while this is welcome, there is indeed another side to it that will ultimately lead to job losses.
There is a possibility, yes, that employers will be faced with a Rob Peter to pay Paul situation, which will basically mean that there will be one job where there used to be two, or perhaps when they are employing new staff, it'll be one job instead of two.
What is the general feel among employers at this stage?
This will be met with some hesitation. Employers will have to look at the hours available for contracts of employment for their employees, and they will really have to look very carefully, because they may, at this point, they feel have to restructure.
A Donegal County Councillor is warning that while proposals for new cruise ship terminals in the northwest are to be welcomed, completing the breakwater at Greencastle Harbour must be a priority. Proposals are at a very early stage and include building new terminals at both Greencastle and Foyle ports. Local councillor Martin Farren says while such proposals would have huge potential for tourism in the area, the long-awaited breakwater at Greencastle needs to be finished before any such project can move forward.
Well, I certainly welcome the plans that have been put forward, but what we have to remember that this is actually a discussion document that has been drawn up between Derry Port and Harbour, Donegal County Council, and also an input from the Greencastle Harbours Users Association. Now, it's certainly the way to move forward, and if it does come to fruition, it certainly will be a massive, in terms of tourism, be absolutely massive for the whole region. And I hope that will come to fruition. There's people out there that are doing a tremendous amount of work at trying to put this together, you know.
But you're saying that another crucial project, the breakwater at Greencastle Harbour, must be completed before any such proposals are even considered.
Yes, I would have spoken about this actually in the council chamber there just a few days ago. As most people would know now, this project actually ceased in 2008. There was 10 million already spent on it at that particular time. We're talking about the breakwater here now in Greencastle. And the government decided at that particular time that, you know, because of the downturn in the economy, that they had to stop the work on it, but they did indicate that when the economy started to improve again, that the project would get up and running again. Now, I alluded to the fact that 10 million has already been spent on this project. And I want to emphasise the fact that it's going to take another $10 million to finish it.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 12 minutes past five. Time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Starting with badminton, the Irish Open was taking place at the National Indoor Arena in Dublin this week. It was a finals day today. It was a disappointing day for the McGee siblings. Chloe and Sam McGee were defeated in the mixed doubles final against English opponents Gregory Mayers and Jenny Moore, 21-16, 21-13 in what was a tightly contested final. Earlier, the men's doubles final saw Sam and Joshua McGee lost to Scotland's Adam Hall and Alex Dunn, 21-15, 6-21 and 21-10, which was also a very tight match, but a good week for the McGees getting to both those finals. Moving on to Gaelic games, tomorrow afternoon, Donegal's Niamh Columbkill, they play British champions Dunedin Connolly's in the All-Ireland Club Junior Quarter Final. The Newton-based side head into the series after an impressive win over Ballinalick, which gave them the county's first Ulster title. The prize is a semi-final against Munster champions Knocknagree of Cork on the third weekend in January. Here's Niamh Columbkill manager Ryan McKinley.
We'll not be looking past Saturday, Tom, and that's not been smart. We're being sarcastic, we'll always remember where we came from, you know, and we've had a lot of bad teams in the club, and we're hopefully put them behind us now. But we'll not look past Saturday, and we'll be showing Edinburgh the utmost respect, probably, that they deserve, you know.
That's Niamh Columbkill manager Ryan McKinley speaking to Tom Comack. The game throws in tomorrow at 1:30. Ryan Ferry will have live updates from that time here on Highland Radio tomorrow. So 1:30 is the start time for that big game for Newton. And elsewhere today in Gaelic games, the Donegal County Convention takes place this evening at Jackson's Hotel in Ballybofey. The convention will elect a new chairman, as outgoing Sean Dunyan has served his five-year term. Ballyshannon man Mick McGrath is seen as the favourite for the role. Most of the executive are set to be returned unopposed. The Treasurer's report from Kieran Kelly will deliver the news that the finances are in good shape, showing a profit of €64,000 for 2017. Moving on to soccer, and Gareth Harkin and Paddy McCourt have committed themselves to Finn Harps for another season. The club confirmed this afternoon that the two midfielders have agreed terms and signed new contracts for the 2018 League of Ireland First Division campaign. Manager Ollie Horgan expressed satisfaction that Harkin and McCourt will form part of his squad for next season. There's lots more on that on our sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. There's a game tonight in Ulster Senior League. Bonagie United, they host Derry City Reserves. The game starts at 8 o'clock. Derry can go level with Cock Hill with a victory. That game's still on as far as we're aware. Over the weekend, Fannett United play Cock Hill Celtic on Sunday, and Letterkenny Rovers play Swally Rovers also on Sunday. There's a big game in the Oscar Trainer Trophy tomorrow evening in Kildaff. 6 o'clock's the kick-off time. Then a show in league, they host the Donegal League. Also over the weekend, the Donegal Saturday League takes place tomorrow, and there's limited fixtures in both the Donegal and Anishowen leagues due to that Oscar Trainer Trophy game. That game, as I say, tomorrow night in Kildaff, 6 o'clock kickoff. Elsewhere in soccer, the Premier League games will be played on a Saturday night for the first time from 2019. 8 games will be played in the new primetime slot, which will be up for grabs in the latest sale of rights to broadcasters. The auction for the rights is due to be held in February. And there's a meeting of promotion hopefuls in the Championship this evening, with 4th playing host to 3rd. Bristol City, they lead Sheffield United on goal difference ahead of tonight's meeting at Bramall Lane. Kickoff is at 7:45. In the Scottish Premier League tonight, Dundee, they host Aberdeen. In athletics, Theresa McDade will lead the Irish senior women's team at the European Cross Country Championships. That's in Samarin, Slovakia this weekend. 27 Irish athletes will travel to compete in the championships this coming Sunday. McDade will then be the senior team operations manager for the European Athletics Championships in Berlin in August. She'll serve an apprenticeship leading Irish teams at junior, under 23 and university level. One of her highlights along the way was being the women's manager of the European Cross Country gold medal winning team in 2012 in Budapest. In rugby, Robbie Henshaw and Gary Ringrose, they renew their midfield partnership in Leinster's Champions Cup clash. That's against the Exeter Chiefs at Sandy Park on Sunday. Ringrose made his debut from shoulder surgery last week. Johnny Sexton, Sean O'Brien and Rob Kearney, they're also recalled in a much-changed starting selection. Elsewhere, Peter O'Mahony, Conor Murray and CJ Stander, they're back in the Munster's team for tomorrow's clash with Leicester. That's at Thomond Park. Simon Zeebo, he's recovered from a rib issue to retain the number 15 shirt. And Rory Best, he'll miss Ulster's game against Harlequins at Twickenham Stoop on Sunday. The Irish captain has been ruled out due to a foot infection. Ian Henderson and Jacob Stockdale, they're back from international duty. And Sligo man Kieran Gallagher will start for Connacht for the first time in their Challenge Cup game away to Breve tomorrow evening. He's picked at blindside flanker in a back row that also includes Owen Masterson and captain John Muldoon. New signings Pity Aki joins Bundy Aki in the centre. In local rugby in All Ireland League Division 2B, Dungannon, where they play City of Derry tomorrow, that game has been called off. Elsewhere, Oma, they travel to Malahide in AIL Division 2B, and Letterkenny, they're at home to Donaghadee in Rugby Championship 3. Moving on to golf, and the Joe Borg opens on the European Tour this week. Gavin Moynihan finished on 2 under par, but he missed the cut. Leading the way is Tapio Pukkanen of Finland. He's on 14 under par. Moynihan was 12 shots off that, and he was 2 shots off making the cut. In the PGA Tour this week, it's the QBE Shootout. It's a doubles event, this one. And Shane Lowry and Graham McDowell, they're off to a good start. They're 3 under through the first 4 holes, but they're 2 shots behind Brendan Steele and Keegan Bradley. They're 5 under through the first 5. In other golf news, Rory McIlroy is set to retain his best friend, Harry Diamond, as his caddy for 2018. Diamond worked on McIlroy's bag for the 4-time major winner for 7 events in 2017, following McIlroy's split with longtime caddy JP Fitzgerald. The world number 10 set to play 8 tournaments before next year's Masters. In snooker, it was quarter-final day at the UK Open. UK Snooker Championship at York. The first 2 players through the semi-finals are Ronnie O'Sullivan and Steve Maguire. O'Sullivan defeated Martin Gould 6-3, and Steve Maguire defeated Joe Perry by the same scoreline 6-3. Tonight's other 2 quarter-finals sees Ryan Day play Mark Joyce and Sean Murphy playing Mark King. They get underway at 7 o'clock. Finally, for this evening in mixed martial arts, Conor McGregor says potential opponents must lobby for a fight with him in 2018. The UFC lightweight champion has revealed that his team are still in talks with the company about his return to the octagon, but he's also not ruling out another boxing bout. McGregor claims he now transcends both MMA and boxing. That's all from the Highland Radio Sports Desk for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be Saturday Sport, which is 2-6 tomorrow. And don't forget, we'll have updates from Niamh Colum-Kill from Aberdeen at from 1:30 with Ryan Ferry tomorrow on the P.O. McCann Show. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, cold and breezy for the rest of the day with scattered showers of rain, sleet and snow. Tonight will be very cold with clear spells and some isolated wintry showers. Lowest temperatures of 1 to minus 3 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines. No hard border will return to the island of Ireland according to the Taoiseach. A new deal reached late last night sees all sides involved in Brexit agree that customs checks will be avoided. New legislation announced by the government could lead to redundancies in several industry sectors in the northwest. That's according to HR team director Martina McAuley, who says employers are now faced with a raw Peter to pay Paul situation. An orange weather alert for snow and ice remains in place for Donegal and the wider northwest region this evening. Met Éireann is warning the county is to expect significant snowfall this weekend, with temperatures due to fall to minus 3 tonight. And Donegal County Council say all gritting crews will be out this evening, tonight and tomorrow morning and are urging all road users to assume that no road is ice free. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferter. Good evening.
Go manage Eve, Colm Ferter and Sean in the Prefskelty are Highland Radio. Tasha Fogri ag Forrest Nagelega and you Gorkadiu Katcha Star Luch in Villion Yagkid Augusta Kuig Jeg Mili Euro a Ramchin a Litriacta. Cadiu 3 mila or 3 kid as a art was a 9 mila euro done Kyonagri at Conra Nagelega, Conclar Quemsiha Ildanach a Kurar Foyle Lin Vlian Nagelega Yavilis a Hort Jeg. Come aile kishchi kishchi mion jontas a carthi jontas I baga ar fáil do grúpi a agri an emacti ar fod na tíra. Cadiu 4 mili euro don mór léru a linne ar clániacta agus ciol aisling a ta bonihe ar hihir nua chuma do chud mór aliantori na geltachta. A nuas ar jontas a hachian libri an na gelige, cadiu fáras na gelige jontas do lua cid sa dá yeg mili euro con an léharacht agus letriacht na gelige a carcan cyn. Sé cid sa cahra sa cahar mili euro da cholachtí falsa horachta an a mask, cosgim, chloi ar conachta, futa fata agus lor brac. Ga olas ag siúv fáras na gelige. Tá 3 kid agus a 2 mili euro curtha ar fáil a císte an estiachta na gelige con foragnev Coulterland Macadam o fiach a canart in Melfirstia. Is onad Coulterha poblí é an Coulterland a curtha an rangana amachtí agus creilachan i mon Friedman na gelige da phobl ar húsgart an ilan. Curu an foragnev ar an varagú le géni ach dógur císte an estiachta na gelige a nhú goro an tim a curt ar fáil a chú contacu le héracht wórt a Coulterland Macadam Ophia an foragnev an a wild siad lonihe a canart. Stan scail le leo in a hom an omlan ag sina gi boncai I. Agus ta faluntas fogri at a stiúrhor fantriacht agus fastiachta ag udras agus is é an catru la jeg den vi an sprictata lahe iritas ga olas ag siv udras na gieltar ta udras bonc ai. Bé ma se a rás de maart se hogeint nur a vees brí car am a hodjur ta sa studio an se ar Highland contorch fi lor ur seisar na nolag seki fia beg rua. Sean mo chod se eligulier slán agus banacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, December the 8th. The death has taken place at her home of Mary Conaghan, née Donnelly, 57 Castlegrange Park, Strabane. Remains are reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmont at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations and lay of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Archview Lodge Nursing Home of Eileen Bradley, Ahi Gault, Drumkeen. Remains are reposing at her late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, at 11:30 on Sunday morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations to the Archview Lodge Patients Comfort Fund, care of Charlie McLafferty, Funeral Director, Churchill and Letterkenny. The death has taken place at Nazareth House Fawn of Dennis Doherty, late of Drung, Quigley's Point. His remains will be reposing at his son Seamus Doherty's residence, Cabri, Quigley's Point, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:30 for 12 noon Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Drung, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. All inquiries to Liam Collins, Funeral Director, Culdaff. The death has occurred at Dunloe District Hospital of Mary Nappy O'Donnell, Mulladuff, Kincashla. Her remains are reposing at McGlynn's Funeral Home until removal this evening at 6 o'clock, going to her late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Dunloe Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, Funeral Director. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of Andrew Armour. His remains are reposing at Ruth and Morris McCrabb's home at Maharaboy, Letterkenny. Funeral leaving there on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock for funeral service in Rye Presbyterian Church at Manor Cunningham and burial afterwards in the family plot in Rye Old Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director, Town Parks Convoy or any family member. The death has taken place of Elizabeth O'Kane, née Riley, Longford, Kent, England and late of Tamney. Removal tomorrow from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Letterkenny at 6 o'clock, going to her late residence in Tamney. recipient of there Monday for 12 noon mass to St Columba's Church Termin with burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Sean McGlynn, Letcherhillia, Clohan and formerly of Ballykerrigan, Clohan. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 for 1:30 Requiem Mass at Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn. Burial afterwards in Kilwarra Cemetery. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Breed Divine, 47 Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny at 12 noon on Sunday, followed by burial in Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers only. The death has occurred at the family home of Canon Eugene Dolan, 23 Ahearn Road Upper, Castlederrick and late of Lees Oldham. Canon Eugene's remains are reposing at the family home. Removal from the family home on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock to St Patrick's Church Ahearn to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Monday at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Castlederrick Patients Comfort and Terminally Ill Fund, care of Charles Lynch Funeral Director, 81 Main Street, Castlederrick, or any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place in London off Theresa McPaul, formerly Tullybeg, Remelton. Remains will arrive at St Peter's Church, Milford, tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock for prayers and to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock and burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. And the death has occurred of Mary McGoldrick, née Corrie, 23 Leshercairn Road, Castlederrick. Mary's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from her late home on Sunday morning at 11:15 for Mass at 12 noon in St Francis of Assisi Church, Drumna Bay. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard.